And let's stand. Number 50. It was gone so good. But that's okay. We'll fix it later. You can have a seat. Thank you, Kelly. It was encouraging. I saw lots of people looking up at me, maybe waiting for me to do something out of the ordinary. I just wanted to hold that end out a little bit. If the song leader might want to hold the end out a little bit, what are we going to have to hold it out? Yes. Oh, no, we don't have to have a fermata. If we had to have a fermata, then we wouldn't need a song leader, really. Song leader does what he thinks is best. And I can say that because I'm not usually the song leader around here. Mr. Gentleman in the back, could you join us? How often do you have to move that thing?
Every time I move.
Every time I move? Wow. Then you're not doing your job. Okay. I did notice when we were doing the ladies and then the men that the ladies were at the front and the men were all scattered like those pots and vessels that the Syrians threw away in their haste as they ran towards the river. It's amazing. Okay. Timing is not very fun, but it's necessary. But tonight we get to work a lot on pitch. So, doesn't have anything to do with playing baseball or softball.
I was thinking
we build an arc. We could do that too, but not tonight. So we have pitch, and we're going to have Ethan come to the piano. Thank you. And you'll get a chance to see this in a minute, but I'll have you over there for now. We have our do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Can you give us a C, please, Ethan? Do, re, mi, sing the regular scale. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. And back down. Do, ti, la, so, fa, mi, re, do. Very good. So we have all those shapes buried somewhere in this scale. But that's the major diatonic scale. It just has seven places that we're going to stop until we get back to our upper note, which is one octave above where we started. But when we have the all the chromatic scale, all the half steps in between, how many individual half steps are there? You can count with me. Okay, there are 12. Now, how many of these names do we already know?
Seven.
Very good. And so, all the ones, which side is the accidental on? What who can tell me what an accidental is? Is it when I made a mistake? That happens all the time. But Spencer, what is an accidental? Okay, very good. That's one way of thinking about it, and that's true. We put accidentals on notes that don't belong in the key signature, that are not native or indigenous to the key signature. But I would think of accidentals as sharps, flats, and naturals. Just simply those marks that tell us to move the pitch of the note from what it naturally is to something else. So, which side of the note do you place the accidental on?
The left.
Okay. So every one of these accidentals that you see has, it's affecting the one to its right. And I have them kind of crowded in here. It should be pretty obvious in your music. So how many sharps have I drawn in this scale? How much? What's 5 plus 7?
12.
Very good. How many flats do I have in this scale?
5.
Okay. But are they on the same ones? We have a re sharp and we have a re flat. Do we have a do flat? Oh boy. Talk about accidentals. We have a mi flat. Do we have a mi sharp?
No.
So why? What determines who gets sharp and who gets flatted? Okay, very good. Can you play us a chromatic scale, Ethan, from C to C? Okay, that was a major scale. How about a chromatic scale? You know what chromatic is? Using every half step, so all the black keys in the middle. Okay, very good. So that's all those 12 and then ending at 13 or 14, depending on how far we go. And then can you go back down for us slowly? Okay, very good. Thank you. You can come back to your seat so you can see what we're going to do here. It has to do with, as we said, the black keys. Where the black keys are on the piano tells us where the half steps are in between, well, the white keys. But on the piano, we have absolute pitches. C, you know, A is either 220 hertz, 440, 880, 110. Scientifically, you can find where these notes are. They have a specific number of vibrations per second that produces that pitch. And so here I have how many octaves on my ladder right here? Two, right. We go from C to C, that's one octave, and to the second C is two octaves. So we had this ladder out, I think, what, the first session, we haven't had it since. So this is demonstrating the whole and half steps on the piano. And you have black keys on the piano in between white keys that are whole step apart. So there would be a black key between C and D, between D and E. And there's no black key between E and F because those are one half step apart. And then you have kind of a set of three black keys here. Same two and three. So that's how we find where we are in the piano, because they're in that definite arranged pattern. Now this is our ladder with Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do, which matches perfectly to a C scale. If you put Do on C, all the rest of them line up just like on their letters, just where they're supposed to be. Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do. But what this ladder demonstrates to us, when we put Do on a different pitch, who can tell me a different key besides C and how many sharps or flats are in it? Anybody? Joe?
E flat, three flats.
E flat has three flats. Okay. So I'm going to put this on E flat. I'm putting it right. The way this ladder works, for flats, you have to put it right below the letter. And for sharps, they're going to end up right above. I don't know how that works. I took a lot of time to figure out how to make the ladder work to demonstrate this properly. And it works. But if I put E right here and D sharp is the same as E flat. There's only one black key in here. But just mathematically how it came out in a linear scale for flats, it works this way. It could be because I have a certain thickness to my note. But anyway, this does work. We have E flat. I'm starting Do and ending Do one half step below E. And how many flats do we have? You'll see where a shape lines up with a note that we have. It covers up the note name in the middle. So anywhere that you see the note name in the middle, there's going to be an accidental on that because it's in a different spot than what you'd expect. So how many flats do I have in this key signature?
Three.
E, A, and B. And we can move this all around and do lots of fun things with it, but that's the basic idea. If you're in D, and you know that you have two sharps in the key of D, sure enough, you find when you line it all up, you're on D, and you have F sharp and C sharp. And those don't get covered up. So there are all the half steps in between here, and we're going to sing some music, you know, on our papers that has going to have some accidentals, and so we'll work a little bit on the chromatic scale, and we won't master it tonight, but it's being able to jump from anyone to anyone, but it can be done. It's hard enough just to sing the chromatic scale. So we're going to try it, and we're going to see if we end up one octave above from where we started. We'll see what happens. So if we put Do here, Do, we're going to try to go up by half steps. And, oh, did I mention, for the names, for all these that have sharps on them, you take the vowel sound and make it an E instead. So Do, D, Re, Re, Fa, I'm sorry, Mi. Can you sharp Mi? Well, and thankfully it already has the E sound, so we just go on to Fa Fi. Okay. So Do, here we go, Do, Di, Re. Okay, let's try standing up and singing a regular, not this one, but just a Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Si, Do. Ready? Do, Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Si, Do. Okay, I need to write some of these up here.
Wahoo!
Okay. It's good. It makes everyone laugh and lighten up. It's going to be okay.
Ready, Do, Re, Mi, Re, Do, Re, Do.
Is there a half step between Do and Re? Yes. So Do, Re, Do, Di, Re, Do, Di, Re, Do, Re, Mi. Okay, I don't hear very many smiles out there. You know what will change the sound of your vowel if you're smiling? E. And I can hear it. When I'm facing this way, I can hear it. People are like, ah. So, it's okay. We're just doing some music practice. So you can smile. Because you're going to make mistakes, okay?
Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Mi, Re, Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La.
Do,
people just cannot handle my crooked me. Let me fix that. Get my protractor up here and make it just so perfect. It's still crooked. Ready?
Do, Re, Mi.
Everyone turn around, face the back wall, sing the whole scale from Do. Ready?
Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Si, Do.
Close your eyes and sing it back down to the bottom.
Do, Ti, La, Sol, Fa, Mi, Re, Do.
Good. Okay, you can turn back around. You do a great job when you're not looking, so when you're looking it should be a lot easier, right? Alright, let's do a little more.
Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, Do, Re, Mi, Re, Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Do,
Fa, Do, Re, Mi, Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, Do, Sol, Fa, Mi, Fa, Mi.
Good.
Do, Fa, Mi.
Good. That's an improvement from 2 minutes ago. It's all right.
Do, Ti, La, Sol, La, Ti, Do.
What is that kind of shape? All right.
Do, Ti, La, Sol, Fa, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do, Ti, La, Sol,
Do, Sol, Do, Ti, La, Do, Ti, La, Do, Ti,
Ti, or something. Do.
Charity. Can you go to the piano for us? And that means you don't have to sing these because you can't see what I'm doing, right? Okay, you can make Do be, or you can play a D for us. The octave higher. Do. Is that really a D? Wow. Okay.
Do, si, la, so, fa, so, la.
You play a B? Good. That's where you're supposed to be.
La, so, fa, mi, re, do.
Play an A. Good. That's where you're supposed to be.
Do, re, mi, do, mi, re, re, mi, la, do, fa, do, re.
F sharp. Okay, that's right. That's better. You do D, F sharp, A. F sharp, A. There you go. Do, mi, so. That should sound right to us. That's very common. That's like a major chord. We need that. So.
Do, re, mi, fa, so, do, mi.
Do, re, mi, do, re, mi, fa, so, do,
fa. How are we going to find fa?
Do, re, mi, fa?
Yeah. Count, if you don't know where we're going, if you start where we're starting, and I'm starting at do, you can just run up the ladder and you went, do, re, mi. Let's see. Stand up. You can come back, Jack. All right. Let's turn in our hymnals to number 87. Okay, we're starting on the first note, joy. Okay, and you have to watch me. This is 2-4 timing, so I'm going to give you a 2 pattern. Joy to the world. Okay, but watch me. What does that mean? If I say watch me, it means I'm probably going to do something. Ready, sing.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
All right. Let's try that again.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Excellent. Now you can have a seat. Okay. What did we just sing?
Do, ti, la, so, fa, mi, re, do.
Right? Is that what we just sang? Sure it is. With the timing put in there. This one is just plain ugly. Okay. Oh, boy. Look at number 88. What's the time signature? How many beats per measure? Okay. What kind of note gets one beat? How do you know it's not 8/6 notes per measure? Okay, yes. And there's no such thing as a sixth note, thankfully. That would make our life much more complicated. I mean, there could be a sixth note. In fact, probably when we get triplets, we'll have a note that's a sixth of, but we don't want to go there. So, how are we going to count six eighth notes. If one eighth note gets one beat.
Here we have, who hasn't been here and is not familiar with this notation?
Well, I've been here.
You've been here. But that doesn't mean you were, like, involved or anything, right? Okay, these are my eighth notes. If I have a line at the bottom that's a filled in note head, I just don't want to take the time to... Okay, so this is how many eighth notes? If we have a 6/8 time signature, what kind of note gets one beat? Okay, and how are we going to count these? Here's a measure bar. Thank you. All right. And what's this one going to be? Seven?
No. One.
But there's an eight in our time signature. Don't we need eight?
No.
Okay. Okay. Very good. So let's write out some of the timing of this song right here and see how we count it. So for sake of time, I'm going to tell you that we're starting in the measure bar. We're starting at the beginning of the measure. What's our first note? Quarter. Eighth. Dotted eighth. Sixteenth. Whoops. Measure bar.
Quarter.
Okay. And so on. I'm sorry?
All the measures are practically
the same, except the last one. Now, I want you to look at the last measure, where it says, born, frayed, king, stall, knight. What does the soprano and alto have? Dotted quarter.
Tied to a quarter.
With an eighth rest. Okay. And the measure bar. Okay? How do you count this? Here's the measure bar. You count this. One. This is a tie. Is there a new syllable involved? No. So we just count it. One. And for the sixth beat we have to be quiet. Okay, now the tenor and bass. I've been talking about syllables. But the note changes halfway through. Are those tie bars on the bottom as well? What are they? Slurs. Very good. So, it changes which note. And so, in one sense, when we're counting, we would want to just not say a new number because we don't say a new word. But how are we going to know when to change notes? So in this case, because it's a slur, I would want to say a new number because that tells me how long I go before I switch. Sorry for the confusion. And they also have an eighth. Wow, I have lots of just lines on my board here. So if this is a dotted quarter, how many beats did the dotted quarter get? Where's the three? Where are the three beats? Okay, very good. So there are three eighth notes. And how many is this one worth? Two eighth notes. And what's that? Right. So if this is one, and if we're switching notes and we have to count this one, what do we count it? Four. Okay. Now we can count this song, right? Oh, wait. What do we do about my ugly 16th note here? How do we count 16th notes in 4/4 timing? Oh yeah, one and okay. So when we're coming along in this measure, we come here and we start with one, nine, three. Okay, where's the two? Okay, but we had in 4/4 timing, every quarter note got one. So How can we jump to 3? Okay, we have different time signatures. Very good. Okay, what's this one? All right, that's not going to work. I don't like my big dot either. Okay, what does this one get? It's an and what's this one?
Six.
Where's 5?
5 to 4.
Okay, yeah. This dot begins the 5th beat, but it's only half of the beat because the dot is half of this note, so it's 16th note, which is half of a beat. In 6, 8, 9. There's our other half of the beat. Okay, so how do we count 1, 3, 4, and 6? Okay, ready? I'm going to give you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then we're going to jump in on a 1. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 3, 4, and 6. Right? Now, it's only an and, but it's our beats are pretty quick here in 6, 8, 9. So our and is going to be, if we had a whole measure of 16th notes, it would be 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and. So we have 1, 3, 4 and 6. It's 4, 5 and 6. Right? Okay, so count it again from the beginning. Go. 1, 3, 4, and 6. 1, 3, 4, and 6. 1, 3, 4, and 6. 1. Okay, in our song. Right? Can we sing the first line of this song? In a cave, ready.
In a cave, a lowly stable, Christ our Lord was born.
Okay. Ready? Take count on pitch. What's count on pitch going to mean? We're singing it, but instead of singing the words, we're singing the numbers that go to the things. Ready? And go.
1, 3, 4, and 6. 1, 3, 4, and 6. 1 and 4 and 6. 1.
Okay, and this song does about the same thing over and over. So let's go back to number 87. What's our time signature? 2, 4. What kind of note gets one beat? Quarter note. How many beats per measure? Okay, so let's make some space here. Why are we taking the time to learn to count when we actually already know how to count? Because we want to do some counting in unfamiliar territory. So we start with ones that we already know, see if it matches up, see if we're actually doing what the timing says. And then we can move on from there. So, we're going to start down here. Joy to the world. We do have a measure bar beginning us. But we'll prove it. We'll make sure that it's true. What kind of notes do we have? Okay, so we have these. Now I'm looking, I'm seeing the same patterns until every. So look at, you see every on the second line? Okay, what kind of notes, what kind of notes do we have there? Okay. Then what happens? Okay, and then the same thing until we get to heaven and nature. Okay, so what's our time signature? 2, 4. Where are we going to count this one?
1, 2, 2.
Okay, we're back in. A quarter note gets one beat. So now 16th notes get counted four yanda, or two yanda, or one yanda. Okay?
Okay.
Is this measure complete? Does it have two full beats in it?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. What's this one? And where's the two? The dot begins the second beat. Okay. One, a, two, and. Wow, that doesn't sound like our normal counting pattern. But is that right? This is an eighth note. An eighth note would get half a beat. And then there's a dot. So that puts another quarter beat on. So this would be one, e, and, a, two, and. Okay. Let's try counting these measures here. Ready? From the beginning, count. One, two, a one, and one, two, one, and two, and one, a two, and. Okay. Ready to count on pitch, number 87. It's all the same stuff we just did, but you just got to pay attention to what's written on your page. Okay? Let's have to see how far we can go until we have a train wreck. Ready? Joy. Oh, no. One. One, ready, I'm sorry, I'm just trying to get the pitch so we can all start together. And sing. One, two, a one, and one, two, one, and one, and one, and one, and one. Okay, what just happened? What do we normally do there? We put a fermata on king. We would make it one and one. So we put a whole nother measure in that's not written in the book. Now we can do that if the song leader says so. But we're practicing looking at what the music says. Okay? So start it again at Steve Her King from the beginning of the second line. It's TT Do, so one and one. Ready? One and one and one and two and three. You are right. Okay. Would someone else like to come up and lead this so I don't keep putting accidentals in here? Okay, if we want to start at Let Every Heart, what's let going to be? And. Ready? And one and two and one a two and one and two and one a two and one and two and a one and a one and two and a one and a one and. Oh wow. Okay, we know how the song goes. There's no problem for us to know how it goes. But how it actually counted is a little confusing. So. And here, we are going to count it because we're moving notes, so we need to know when to move. But what happens? We have two 16th notes. Let's say we have a dotted quarter here. Okay, we have a measure bar. Then what do we have? Eighth? Quarter? Eighth. Measure bar. Okay. So this is one, two, and a. Right. This is one, two, one e and a, two e and a. Right? Does that make sense? Okay. What's this?
One and.
One and. And. Okay, where's the two? The two begins in this beat right here. This note gets one whole beat, but it's not on either beat. You know what we call that? It's called syncopation.
Oh no!
Okay, there is a use for syncopation sometimes to fit syllables in and just for maybe a little effect here. Okay, but it doesn't turn it into rock and roll in this case. For it to go have and have, it puts some more emphasis on that one word and the melody jumps an octave and all kinds of fancy things. But Okay, so let's start at the beginning of that line. How are we going to count that measure? Start from here, count with me, count. One, and a one, and. Now that you're counting it, you can hear the syncopation there, right? A little bit? Okay, but. So, we're going to start at the beginning of that line. One, and a. Yeah, and a. Ready? One, and a one, and one, a two, and one, two, one. Who wants to try that again? Nobody, but let's do it again. One, and a one, and one, a two, and one, two, one. Okay, I messed it up, but y'all got it. Very good. Or some of y'all. Okay. Who needs a drink of water? Okay, I guess you don't get a break. All right. You will get a break in a minute. We're going to go to number 195. 4-4 timing. This should be familiar. So we don't need to write any of it up. We don't need to write any of it up on the board, is what I'm trying to say. Unless we need to. We'll see. See if this is just straightforward or what happens. Now, how many beats are in the first measure before that first measure bar? One beat. So what are we going to start on? Check the end of the song. Do we have the rest of the measure there? Good. Okay, that makes us feel more comfortable. All right. So we're going to start at four and... one. Ready? Ready. One, two, three. Four and one and two and three, four, a one, three, four, one and two and three, four, one. Stand up and keep singing. Four and one and two and three, four, a one, three, four and one and two and three, four, one. Sing parts. Four, a one, through, a three, and four, and one, two, a three, four, a one, two, three, four, one. Four, and one, and two, and three, four, a one, three, four, and one, and two, and three, four, one. Very good. That's a little bit of a brain exercise. That one's not very difficult, but it's something that will get our minds on paying attention to the timing. Okay, grab your paper. You can sit down and go to the side that has just one song on it. The King of Love, My Shepherd Is. Does everybody have a paper? Every individual. Spencer, there's used to be more papers up here. What happened? They got all used up? Okay. Well, you can share if there are no more. I'm sorry. Okay, just make sure you're looking on paper. All right, what's the time signature? And do we have a full measure in our first measure? How many beats do we have? One whole beat. So what are we going to start on? Look at the end of the song. Does that match? Okay, we have one, two right there. Okay, so we're starting on four and one, right? Three and one. Okay, very good. We don't have four in this song, just three. Okay. This is very simple. We don't know the melody necessarily yet, because we haven't worked on it. So we have, we're just going to count, speaking. Starting with three and one. Ready? One, two. Three and one, three, one, three and one, three, one, three and one, three, one. Okay, I think we talked about this on Monday. For our triplet, we're going to, because we have three notes, three separate notes in our triplet, we're going to say triplet one. Okay? So start from the beginning of that line. One, triple it, one. Oh no, you had the last one out too long. Now we gotta do the whole thing over again. Okay, no. But, does everybody have that timing? Okay, well, let's demonstrate it. Let's follow the alto part from the beginning. Ready? Count. 3-1, 3-1, 2-3, and 1-3-1. Okay, stop the train. The word whose. Do you see the word whose? What kind of note does the alto have?
Quarter
note. This is a very common mistake. The alto and soprano are on the same note, and it's a quarter note, but you see the alto stem goes down, and it doesn't have any flags on it. Soprano stem goes up, and it goes on to further things. But the alto needs to make sure not to go up, because it's not their part. So, when we're counting it, we're counting their quarter note. 1-3-1, okay? So, let's start from the beginning. We're going to go quick. Ready? Count. 3-1, 3-1, 2-3, and 1-3-1, 3-1, 3-1, 2-3, 1-3-1, 3-1, 2-3, 1-3-1. Much better. Very good. Okay, so when we do this song, people are going to have to follow their own timing, not anybody else's timing. I'm pretty sure we can look through here and find spots where every part is different from another in some area. Yes, all the timings are different for each part. So, let's go take a 2.7-minute water break. calling names now. It's awful. Okay, Megan, can you play the piano for us for a minute? All right. We're going to do a chromatic scale. We're going to go very slowly and try to get everybody on the pitches. So we'll just move them up one at a time. We're going to do our chromatic scale. We need to work on this one a lot more, but we're going to take a minute to do this, and then I can get it all out of my way. Take a deep breath. Let it out. Take a deep breath. Hold it. Let it out. Okay. It's okay if you have some pain in your chest. It's working on your lung capacity. So I'm starting to get dizzy. Okay, we're going to do a C to C chromatic scale.
No.
Oh, just starting on C every half step. So can you give us do? Do, ready, do, di. Okay, every half step, ready? Do, di, re, re, mi, fa. It'd be easy to get lost. Can you, when we got to the top, could you tell that was an octave from where we started? I couldn't. Okay, let's do that one more time. Ready? Do, di, re, re, mi, fa, fi, so, si. Play G.
So, si, la, li, ti, do.
To me, it seems like it goes up faster at the end for some reason. It's awful. Okay, so give us a do again. See? Okay, now we're going to do it atop the piano and see where we end up. Ready? Do. Just without the piano. High C? Very good. Y'all can give yourself 3 1/4 claps. Ready? What happened? Okay. Well, okay, and now you can do the descending scale for us. So starting from the top. Ready?
Do, ti, te, la, le, do, se,
la. These say A, just like Spanish. Because these say E, right? Okay, try again.
Do, ti, te, la, le, so, se, fa, mi, me, re, la, do.
Very good. Now, I wish that they had named this letter, I wish the name of it was Ra, because then it would work perfectly. It would be Ra, Re, and Ra, Re for flat. But why, and I think you can come back now, Megan, so you can see what we're doing. Thank you. Do you know why these are backwards? Like this one already had an A, and so we have to Ra for flat. Does anyone know who designed all these names? I wondered about that, so I looked it up. And I can show you the evidence later, but it's from a Latin poem written in praise to St. John from like 1300s or something. And it was a tune that began, each next phrase began on the next higher tone of the scale, all the way up to La. It didn't have a T. And the first word of the song was ut, U-T. So it used to be ut, re, mi, fa, sol, la. But they changed it to do. I don't know why. But then I don't know where they got T from. But the rest of them, they actually work really well because you see that mi and T are the only ones that have half step next to them, and they already match. So you know that you go to the next name if you're on an E one. And when you're going down, Do. Oh, I guess Do doesn't have a day. So the going down scale doesn't work as well because Re gets all confused with Ra. But anyway, those are the names of the chromatic scale. And to master these scales would take a lot of time. We have some songs with accidentals, and we'll work on the exact accidentals that we need for our songs. If we get there, we're going to have some work to do. But we'll begin with the King of Love, My Shepherd Is. What are the first five shapes in our song? In the melody. Do, re, mi, fa, sol. Ready? Do,
re, mi, fa, sol.
Okay. And what's our timing? Oh, we just finished timing. Don't want to think about it. It's 3 and 1, 3, 1, right? So we're going to sing Do, Re, Mi, Fa, So with the timing as it's written there. Ready? Do, Re, Mi, Fa, So. Very good. Okay. And then we just want to keep going with this. Now we know the timing because we worked on that. And it's pretty much a continual pattern for the soprano. Let's read our shapes slowly. Okay, yes, we're going to read the shapes instead of singing them. Okay? So you can just get practice looking at what's the name of this shape as we go along. And we'll do it without the timing, so we can just focus on the shape names. Ready? So we're just going to go one at a time. Boom, boom, boom. So starting with Do, ready, go. Do, Re, Mi, Fa, So, Mi, Re, Do. Do, Re, Mi, Fa, So, La, So. So, So, Do, La, So, Fa, Mi, Re, Do. Mi, So, Fa, Mi, Re, Do, Do. Excellent. This is a nice song because it has a lot of runs. If you ever play skip-o or phase 10 or something, you need runs of your cards. And these have runs of shapes. We have Do, Re, Mi, Fa, So, Fa, So, Mi, Re, Do. And then we have, look at I nothing lack if I am His. It goes Do, La, So, Fa, Mi, Re, Do. Very nice. This should be easy. Okay. But we need to make sure that we're going to hit the La in the right spot. Because we have to skip over the T. So let's do a quick practice, and then pretty much we'll have this melody. Ready, Do.
Ready, La, So.
You can have a stand. Good, good. Let's keep going.
So, Fa, Mi, Do, Fa, So, Mi, Re, Do.
Can everyone see? Am I blocking anyone? Okay.
Do, Re, Mi, Fa, So, La, So, La, Mi, Fa, So.
Good.
Ti, La, So, Fa, Mi, Re.
Good, very good.
So, La, So, Fa, Mi, Re, Do. Mi, Re, Do, Re, Mi, Re, Do. So, Do, Re, Mi, Fa, So, La, So, Fa, La, So, La, Ti, So, Ti, So, La, Ti, So.
Why am I not singing? Is it because I'm lazy?
Yeah.
I'm listening, and I do a lot of talking up here. So, thank you. So, I'm trying to save my voice for the future, putting it in my savings account. Okay. So, I appreciate your hard work while I enjoy laughing at you.
That's good.
Do. Can you sing so with a smile on your face? So. Now, when you go to BBTI, you learn that the vowel O has to be rounded. So it's difficult to round your lips and smile at the same time. But what you do with your cheeks and your forehead, it's going to affect the sound that comes out of your mouth. Your forehead. Who said your forehead? You? If you're concentrating on something, and then you smile, you'll feel it in your forehead and your scalp. All these muscles work together. So, I don't know if your forehead changes the sound, but relaxing your forehead in conjunction with how the smile works will affect all the sound. You don't want to be like... So we're working hard, we're concentrating, we're trying to figure out what's happening. But if we can just keep it lighthearted, it's okay. Good job. How'd you know that? Must be we've done some practice, huh? Okay. I guess I haven't taught you that one. Fa, do, fa, la, ti. Fa, do, fa, mi, re, do, re. Just because I'm starting on fa doesn't mean fa is do. Fa is still fa. And I even took you to do so you'd know where do was. But we'll just keep trying. It's okay. Oh, wow. Blue. Where did blue come from? Okay. So... I tricked you, just to see what would happen. So, fa, mi, re, do, re, mi, fa. Whew. Do, re. Listen to the people around you, see if your tone matches theirs. Re. Do, re, mi. That sounds better.
Sounds better.
have a seat. Think you need some more practice with that skill? Well, I'm trying to see what you can do. You have to be able to go, do, fa, mi, ti, sol, la, re, fa, do, like that. Maybe. Well, you might be going fast in a song and might have a jump. And what are you going to do? So we got to get there. But I'm going fast to see what happens, to see where our weak points are. It's okay. I'm still your friend. Do. You see what's happening, Titus? If do, do, re, mi, then do, mi can't be do, mi. That's what's happening. Now you get it. Okay, let's try again. Do, re, mi, fa, so, do, so, do, so, la, so, do. Still going okay? Good? Do, ti, la. Thank you. All right. I'm blind and deaf. Can't you tell? Do, ti, la, do, la, do, so, do, ti, so. Good. Sometimes I have you stand up when you're losing focus. But if it takes too much energy to sing, I don't know how you're going to sing and stand up. Should we have you all lie down? And then you can do this better? Okay. We're going to sing, I have decided. But we're going to sing it, I have decided. Ready? Elizabeth, everyone follow me. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided. I'm not Jesus, by the way. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me,
still I will follow.
Very nice. It was interesting to hear, like, the next phrases coming in the door milliseconds behind the seat. You can have a seat. Okay. It's good to hear everyone laughing. It's good to wake up. Do you think I'm doing these sessions to just torture you and, like, take your life away and make you wish you'd never known me? And...
No.
No. We're trying to get better at music. So it's going to be a little bit of work. If you knew it all already, then we wouldn't have to do it. So. You look like you're seated comfortably. Let's just take a 15-second break right here in our chairs. Nice. Energetic? Okay, that was 15 seconds. All right, ready to go?
No.
Okay, our pitch moved a little bit, but... That is something good for us to practice, to control our volume. Sometimes I want you to sing loud so I can hear what's going on. But we also need to listen to each other. And we need to have this little dimmer switch in our voice that we can turn the volume up and down. With our air and with the tension in our mouth. I'm not the scientist that knows how all those things work, just with all the exact measurements. But we can practice. Who knows what this figure is called? Sensor? Okay, very good. You said crescendo. Anyone else have a diminuendo? Very good. Okay, but that's true. This would be... Sometimes you'll see this written in your music, all these good Italian terms, crescendo, which is like Spanish, creciendo, growing. And what we have, diminuendo, shrinking or getting smaller. Okay? But there is a name for this whole thing if it's, yes?
Dynamics.
Okay, dynamics is talking about the whole, talking about our volume and that, but there's another name for a crescendo and diminuendo, and it might be on one note. You might see this. Never heard of that? It's very simple. It's not an Italian term. It's called swell. Now, you'd think of this as swelling because it's getting bigger, but a swell is when you get bigger and then smaller. But we need to make sure when we do that, that we maintain our pitch on the right spot. We don't want to go, oh, right? And that's what was happening. As we were getting louder here, people were going up in pitch too. We're not supposed to do that. So, since I'm going to be holding you out for a while, what are you going to need to do? Get some breath. So, practice, get a deep breath. Let it out. Take a deep breath. Let it out. Okay. Take a deep breath. And I want you to work on letting it out very slowly. And I'll be right back. I will be right back. we're going to sing do, and we're going to swell, and I'll give you directions. We're swelling and going back down. Ready?
Do.
Breath. Ready? Try again. Very good. Try to stay on the same pitch. We're not going up and down with our pitch, just with our volume. Okay. Grab your papers. The King of Love, My Shepherd Is. Starting with what note?
Do.
We're working on do's. Not, it is an E flat, but for shape notes, we don't care. It's just do.
Do.
Okay. Let's try singing it without paying attention to the timing. We read through the shape notes, right? Now we're going to see if we know where to jump them up and down. And if we have trouble, we'll come here and check it out. Ready, do.
Do, re, mi, fa, so, mi, re, do. Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, so.
Good. Okay. Who doesn't know what to do? I'm not singing, but they're written on the page in front of you. Do you have trouble knowing the names of the shapes? Okay. That's a valid answer. That can be helped with practice. Which
are you supposed to be following the timing?
No, I'm kind of, and because I'm kind of telling you when to go on to the next one, it'd be good to get your paper where you can focus on the thing but see my hand moving in the background. Okay. starting on the last line with me. Ready, sing.
Mi, re, do, mi, so, fa, mi, re, do, do.
Okay, sounds awful strange without the timing. So let's put some timing to it. We're going to go slowly, because now you have to pay attention to the timing, but also your shaped notes. And if you already play an instrument, maybe you could follow the melody without the help of the shaped notes, but now our extra challenge is to pay attention to what the shapes are telling us. And it all fits in this pattern that we've been learning. Singing songs with the shaped notes will help us, if we know them, to further strengthen what those intervals sound like when you sing do, la, so. It tells you, well, what I just sang was do, la, so. And then when you go on the thing, when you go do, la, so, you'll know what it sounds like. All works together. Okay? So, starting on 3 and 1, but we need to sing our shapes. So, starting with do on the melody from the top, slowly. So I'm going to give you 1, 2. Ready? 1, 2.
Do, re, mi, fa, so, mi, re, do. Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, do, so, so, do, la, so,
fa, mi, re, do. Mi, so, fa, mi, re, do, do.
Very good. Good job. You can smile. It's okay. All right. Now we're going to work on the alto a little bit. Pretty simple part. Okay, we're going to be going below and above do. So I might write it like this. This would be maybe more of an alto range sometimes, depending on what key it's in, where they put do. But you may have to be familiar with this end of the scale going down and up around do, right? And we can go anywhere and just put them all in the right order, and we have a scale. But if we start at fa, we're not going to go fa so la ti do fa. No. We have to, if we want to do that, we got to start at do, and then our pattern is familiar. But then we go up and down, and then find out it's fa, so, la, ti, do, re, mi, fa, so, and so on. Okay? So, I will start on do, so that, just try not to confuse things too much. Do, re, mi, fa, so, fa, mi, re, do, ti, la, so, la, ti, do. Re, do. I'm changing keys, I'm sorry. Changing keys. Re, do. Do, re, mi, fa. It would be really hard if I gave you some shape and some pitch. It'd be really hard to figure out where you are unless you get back to do. From do, we know our pattern. So, if you get confused, if you're by yourself, go back to do. If I'm leading you into trouble, then that's my fault.
Ti, do, ti, la.
Now does it sound more familiar? As soon as we get to do, and then we go back, oh yeah, ti, do, and we start on it, it's like, what do we do from there? But you'll have songs that start on T. So, find your do. Ti, do, so half step.
Do, re, mi, fa, so, fa, mi, re, do, ti, la, so, fa, so, la, ti.
So, la, ti. Wow! Y'all are like inventing new things here.
No, ti, la, so, la, ti,
so, la, ti, so, la, ti, so, la, ti, so, la, ti, do, so, do,
do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do,
do, do.
Yeah.
Mi, re, do, ti, do, la, do, ti, la, so, do, so, do, so,
so. Good, that's an octave. It may be a hard note for you to get, but you need to hear an octave.
Fa, fa, so, so, la,
la.
Very good. Okay.
Tee.
Okay. What does our alto note start on?
So.
And what's our first jump? So do. How do we sing so do?
Do.
So do. Exactly.
Do, ti, la, so, la, ti, do.
Okay, let's try reading the shapes. Just plain old reading the shapes. Ready? One at a time, starting on so, go ahead. So, do, 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 ti, do, re, do, ti, la, do, 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 ti, la, do, re, mi. We still together? Okay. Starting on mi, re, do, for I, nothing. Ready? Starting on mi. Mi, re, mi, do, ti, la, ti, do, mi, re, do, la, ti, do, la, so. Very good. We don't have many jumps. Is it still a challenge to read each note one at a time? Okay. Yes, and sometimes when they're put together with another note, they run into each other, it's hard to see. But, in this key, T is always going to be in the same spot. It's going to be on the D there, right below the line, and so on. But I can understand if it's a little difficult to decipher. We don't have many jumps, except we have quite a few of do-las. So I want to make sure you get your do-la. Because we've worked on that, but if we don't get it, we're not going to get the alto. Okay?
Do.
Okay. Can I just cry all along with you? You still sound so sad. Is it sad? Okay. Now, it is kind of minor, but let's do it with some confidence, why don't we? You can have a stand-up. Have a stand-up. Whatever. Changing keys.
Do, ti, la, so, do, re, mi, do.
Good.
Do.
In this song, a mi do la. So we have to know how to do it.
Mi do re, mi do la, mi re, ti do re,
a little more energy. We got 20 minutes. We don't want to have any energy left at the end of the night. Okay? It's like a race. Joe, when you get to the finish line, do you want to feel like, oh man, I could do another mile? Is that how you like to finish? No. Never. Because that means you wasted all that time. If you didn't use up your energy. So, we got 20 minutes. We can really start putting some energy into it, okay?
Do, ti, do, la, do, so, mi, do, fa, re, do, ti, do, do, ti, do, la, do, so, mi, do, fa.
Good, good, good. I was doing the song, and I was also doing whatever I wanted to do. But it's good. We see how the notes make a song, right? Good. Okay, we got energy now. Ready?
Do ti la do mi do re mi do mi do mi do so.
Told me is okay. Who can remember me for me? Ethan, remember me.
Me.
Okay. You just do it real quietly over there while we do. Keep going. Ready? You said do. So ready.
Do re mi.
What?
Do re mi.
Me.
So that was not do.
Mi re do. Where?
Shape notes are major diatonic scale. Sorry.
Mi, re, do.
It's okay. I'm not blaming you for anything. I'm just saying. We're finding things that are not clear in our minds. So that's okay. Do. Okay, let's try this one. Job, you're learning something. Or I think. Let's see. Ready?
Do.
Okay. Let's try that again. Ready? Everyone be quiet. Listen to Kelly.
La.
Now, did you know what song I was doing? Okay, that helps. But, apparently we don't know do la. We just worked on that for a while. Well, let's work on it again.
Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, si, la, si, do, la, do.
Still the same place.
Do, re, mi, fa, so, la. Do, la. Do, la, do, la. Do, la, do. Do, 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 do.
so.
You can go from do to do. You didn't. That's all right. Okay, let's look at the song and see what happens. I'm sorry?
Too low.
Too low? I'm sorry. Some people's voice range feels just right, some feels too high.
Then the Navy,
too
low. But he definitely wasn't on
the submarine. Ah, I see that. Okay.
Do, ti, la, so.
Is that too low? No, we don't want to switch octaves because sometimes we switch octaves. Okay. There are different voice ranges, and that's okay. But when we're working on one part together, I want to find a range that works for all of us. Because the alto part doesn't move very far. So I can fit it in everyone's voice range.
Do,
that worked for everyone?
Do, so, do, re, mi, fa, so.
You're straining like
so.
Or that worked.
So.
It's towards the top of my range, but we can do it. Okay, what's the alto start on?
So,
ready. Don't pay attention to the timing. Just sing the shapes as they come, and I'll direct you. Ready, starting on so.
So, do, 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 ti, do, re, do, ti, la. Do, 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 ti, la. Do, re, mi.
We're in the middle of the second line. Keep going.
Mi, re, do, re, mi, do. Do, re, mi, re, do.
Okay. It might be January, and there might be molasses or something. It's just a little sluggish around here. We got 12 minutes. Everyone, I have bad back, and I can do this, so hopefully everyone here can do this. Do a jump. Don't bend down. Just lift up with your heels like this. See if you can get your toes off the floor without bending down. Just lift up fast enough to get your toes off the floor. Okay? Can you do it? Make your hair flop. Okay. Ready?
No.
Starting at the beginning of the second line.
Do, ti, la.
We're going to sing do, ti, la, right? Everyone see this? Second line. Sing, go.
Do, ti, la, do, re, mi, mi, re, do, re, mi, do, ti, la, ti, do.
Does not sound like a song, does it? Okay, but let's put some timing to it.
So,
okay, I think people here are familiar enough with timing that we'll be able to put it along with. Ready?
starting on so what? So do. And how are we going to sing those first two notes? So do. Okay, ready? Sing. So do, 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 ti, do, re, do, ti, la. Do, 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 ti, la, do, re, mi. Mi, re, do, re, mi, do, la, do, ti, la. Ti, do, mi, re, do, la, ti, do, la. Very good. Okay. Let's do the melody. Do. Do, re, mi, fa, so, fa, so, mi, re, do. Do, re, mi, fa, so, fa, so, la, so, so. So, do, la, so, fa, mi, re, do, mi, so, fa, mi, re, do, do. I'm the song leader, I can hold it out if I want to. Okay. But, good job for paying attention to the song, too. Okay, who's an alto? Elise, Kelly, Titus. You can go over in this section over here behind Spencer and Megan. And we'll have Philip. Philip?
Yes. Yeah.
You can join them. And Melody. You can join them just for fun. And Christina, you can join them. I know you're soprano. That's
Is that so too low for you? Is this so too low for anyone back there? So.
Okay, we can do it.
A little high.
So, I wonder where we are.
We're exactly on B flat there. So who finds the
I nothing like
that high E flat is high?
Do.
Like I find it high. Okay. And you can run back to the alto. Okay, the rest of us, we're gonna just do it. Okay? But who's my melodies? All these people right here, right? Spencer and these gentlemen, can you just move up a little bit? You might not have a chair to sit in, but just to help the sound people work together. And you are so confident in your part that you don't need anyone. Okay.
Do, so, so.
If do is here, then so is here, right? So. Okay. Let's all sing alto. Why not? Ready? Singing on so.
So, do, 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 ti, do, re, do.
You going too fast? Alright, let's slow it a little bit. Singing on so.
So do,
do, do, do, ti, do, re, do, la, do,
do, ti, la,
Trust me, it will sound better when we have some melody to go with it. Okay. Huh? Okay, but people are having enough trouble with that soon, so. All right, we only have a couple minutes. About five. Ready? Soprano, do, alto, sol. We're going to have the sopranos move over to this side. We're going to have the altos come right up here. You can have your music on the music stand, but make sure you have it where you can see me right above it, okay? And how the soprano is going to start? Do, re, mi, fa, so. Very good. Okay. Come back up, girl. Okay, ready? So do. We're gonna give us two, and we're gonna start. Ready? One, two.
So do 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 ti do re do.
All right. Very good. But we're going two different timings. So what I mean by very good is very poor. That's okay. We're going to fix it. It's all right. Here's holding your music where you can see my hand right in your peripheral vision. Okay?
Good.
Well, Titus, make sure that you help your compadres. Okay? Okay, ready?
So do 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 ti do re do ti la do 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 ti la do re mi re mi do re mi do la do ti la. Ti do mi re do la ti do la so.
Excuse me. Pretty good. Pretty good. No, I was not joking about your quality of music. Who already heard that song before? Okay. Did that sound kind of like about almost the right thing? Pretty good. Okay. So the Austins haven't heard this one. Megan hasn't heard this one. Very nice. Okay. Question. We have 2 minutes. Who feels confident in sight reading a new part by without having gone over it? Like Joe. Bass in this song, you don't necessarily want to. Bass goes. You're welcome to try. You can do bass with me, okay? And does someone want to work on tenor? Or we just do three parts? Let's just do three parts, okay? Joe and I are going to do the bass. Okay? Everyone else? It's perfect. You're already in your own section.
Can we have another paper?
No. What note do we start on, Joe? Okay, very good. We end on do.
Do, so, do, do, ready.
Singing on shapes from the beginning.
Do, do, ti, la, ti, do, mi, so, la, so, fa, mi, fa, do. Do ti la ti do re mi fa sol la sol mi mi fa sol sol do.
Sound like a bunch of funny syllables? Okay. In our last minute, which is already gone, we're gonna sing the words on the first verse. Ready? On the part that you were on. Ready?
Do, so, ready.
the King of love, my shepherd is, whose goodness faileth never. I nothing lack if I am his, and he
sang that song before.
I have.
If it wasn't perfect, that means we have room to improve. Which is a positive thing, I'm thinking. Okay. We're done for tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.